We have Yudah Mehuda says like this, Rav Yudah Weiner, Koyfeif Oznoi Keder L'Toychoi, like fold over, bend over the Oznoi, like the rim around the Kli, inside it. U'matzif Oleh Mayim, and pour water all around it. So again, if Yudah says that Koyfeif Oznoi Kli, you should like fold over like the handles of the Kli, the Toychot inside it. U'matzif Oleh Mayim, let water float over it. Now, the imkainis, if water comes inside the kli, you do is, you know, share kainis mashka, let the water, that hole is big enough the water can come in. The imlabar, if no water comes in, then you do is, you know, share moitzi mashka, it's only big enough for water to come out, but not for water to come in, and therefore, if the kli cheris, it would still be tummy. Oy shoysto al gadehor. Another rater is like this, another rater is, You should put upon you, that you may put it on top of a fire. Imor mamidoi, if the fire like stops it from coming out, stops the dripping, then you should know. Be you do it. Shemaitze mashkut. The waters come, could come out, but not come in. V'imlav, if the fire does not stop the dripping of the water, then you know the hole is bigger. Is b'yidua shemachnis mashka, that hole is big enough, a water should come in. Then after kli cheres, it becomes tor. It's not big enough. This called, it breaks the kli. The kli is tor. Rav Yosi Yomer, af loy shayv sagabi your heels. No, it's no good. You can't test it out by putting on top of fire. If neishor ma midoy, because the ore stops the liquid from coming out, so that should not be a good proof. It could be really the hole is big enough for mashke to go in, just the hole stops it, the fire stops it. Ela rather shoves agabe horemets. The answer is this: put it on top of a coal. That's the better answer. Put it on top of a coal. And therefore, it's like this: in remets, mamid, if this hot coal stops the liquid from coming out, you do, you should know. Sure, might see mashke. The hole is very small; it only lets water go out, not water come in. But if the heat of the coal does not stop the water from dripping down, then bidu you should know shekoynes mashka, that the hole is big enough that the water could come in also. Let's say it was dripping drop after drop. So bidu, then you should know shekoynes mashka, that's big enough for the hole to let water come in. That's called shekoynes mashka. Gemara says ma'ika. So what's enough community here? Ma'ika ben tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. What will be the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and tanakam? Omar Ulu says, Kinos ade etchak ikibanayim. If it could only come in ade etchak, is that called kinos? Is that called big enough to mavato the shem klicheros or not? Beside ade etchak. If it doesn't happen easy, only by force, on the pressure would happen. Rashi says, Tanakama, heavy kinos. It's called the water comes in, it's mavato the shem kli. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would not be mavato the shem kli. Only if it comes in regularly, but not I de etchak. The etchak would not be mevat. It has a bone inside of it also. But yesh boitzi paranimor says if it has a nail, mitama b'maga b'masavail, it has a regular shem and avrim in a mace, it has tumma like a gezayis in a mace, even though it's not a gezayis, and it'll be a tumma whether you touch it or whether you carry it or it's in the same oil. What's going to be yesh boitzi paranimor says there's a bone inside this aver, in this limb. But the aim by tzipon that has no nail is mitama b'maga b'masad. It has a lock with the mitama b'maga. If you touch it, you carry it. But the aim of mitama b'maga, it has no tum oil though. Tum oil it doesn't have. So Rashi explains that the kazayis b'osam. You don't have to have the kazayis b'osam. The kaim lom etzen kisar mitama b'maga b'masad, but b'loy b'oil. Now with an oil. So to have oil, you have to have the gezayis from the bosa there. Now, Omer Chizu says, Dov zeh Rabbeinu Magadu Amru, that Rabbeinu Magadu, as she says, Rav said this, and Amokim Yibyodah, because Baruch should help him, that Etzba Yisera is like this, you have an extra finger, that's the Etzba Yisera Sheshba Yetzim, it has a finger inside it, it has a bone inside it, but the aim by its burn, it has no nail on it. You have an extra finger. So, metam of a mag of a master, and a chlamin has tumas mag of a master, but the aim of a metam of a yail. But it does not because I have a bosom over here. Where I'm a barachon of Yechanon, who gesheinen nisperos lagav a yad. The Torah right now is not on the same row as the rest of the fingers. But if it would have been on the same row of the fingers and Echnami, then even without a nail, it would also be called a Choshev Eivor, and then it would have a Tumas Oil, even though it doesn't have a Tiporin on it. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaMatama Medris, Kol Dechazi LeMedris Matama Tomei Meis. Anything that's fit, but it's opposite, and it should become Tomei. So if a mace goes on it, it's also Tomei. But the extra a certain case is Shematama Tomei Meis, it has Tomei Meis on it, but the Yei Matama Medris has no Tomei Medris on it. So you might want to come to include, Lasuya saw Vatakiv, or saw a source of measurement, Vatakiv. There are two like measuring cups, a saw you measure out a shore, a saw Vatakiv, there's two saws. The tiny one like this, the Pasuk says, Vayeshev ala kli, if you sit on the kli, Vazafetz on the kli, the kli becomes tummy. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Kof is saw, if he turns over a measuring cup of a saw, the Yoshevel and he sits on it, or Takev, or a measuring cup of two saws, and he sits on Yoshevel and he may become Tomei, Yei Tomei. Tamlam, the Potik says, Asher Yeshev Olav Azav. The Vidarashim Yishim Yuchud Yeshiva, that's Bissam Zmiuchud, that is Sarf Yeshiva. Yotazeh goes out this one, Shermelei Amoid, we say, no, listen, get off it, we need it to measure things with. The Nasab Nachsel, let us do our blocha with it. Therefore, this measuring cup is not Makabal Tumas Zav, it's not Miyuchud Yeshiva. But if a mace would go on top of it, Nechonami, Tumas Mace would have. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Royu Lodin Din Nefosh, anybody that's fit to be a Dayan, Kedin Nefoshes, is Royu Lodin Din Nemamnes, who is fit to Paschi and Din Nemamnes. But Viesh, there are certain cases, Shuroy Lodin Din Nemamnes, he's fit to be a Dayan for Din Nemamnes, but Viena Ru Lodin Din Nefosh, he's not fit to be a Dayan for Din Nefoshes. So, Omer Rav Yehuda, Lasi comes to include Mamzer, there's a case of a Mamzer. Rashi says the kosher din imamnis, but the posel din in the foshes. Yosefus says kulach yofer rayosi. Samora says tenini. We learned this already. Chodesim the one time. We learned this already. Gemara from Hedrin that I call ksherim lord din imamnis. Everybody's fit to be a dain for din imamnis for money matters. But the yena call ksherim lord din in the foshes. Not everybody's fit to be a dain for din in the foshes. And the vinimba we ask a question over there. Lasu yamai was come to include. From the view that lasu yamamzer comes to include a mamzer. That is kosher for din imamnis and it's possible for din nefoshes. So you learned this halacha once before. What do you have to say it again for? Tzmora says, Choda, one is lasuya ger. One is to include a ger, that a ger is fit to be a dayin for din imamnis. For Choda lasuya mamzer, that a mamzer is also fit to be a dayin for din imamnis. Utsuich, I need both chedushim. Because di yashmin a ger, I would have just learned the chiddush that a ger is fit to be a dayin for din imamnis, mishum de roi lo bebekal. Because he's fit to come into Kahal. Avo Mamzer Dein Royal of Kahal. I mean, once you're a guy, you could marry into a regular Jew. So since he's fit to come into Kahal Yisrael, that's why he's fit to be a Dayan. But a Mamzer is not fit to marry into Kahal Yisrael, Dein Royal of Kahal. And I would have thought to say, Loi, maybe he's not. We are to be a Dayan Kamashvalon. We, Ashman, would have just learned Mamzer, Mishum the Kosim, Tipik Shera. A mamzer called part of his parents was a Jew, so that's why he's fit to be a dayan. Avol ger the cause of atipa psula, but his parents were a goyim. Atipa psula, a maloy maybe he's not fit to be a dayan. Is tzricha, that's when he both mishnayim to teach us is both chedushim that both the ger and a mamzer is fit to be a dayan for dina mamnis. Kind of dina nefashis no, but for dina mamnis yes. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol Akosha Lord, and anybody is fit to be a dayin for the Nemonis is Kosha Loyed, he's fit to be a Adis also. But the Eshter, a certain case is a Kosha Loyed, that a person could be fit to be an aid, but the Kosha Lord is not fit to be a dayin. Asuya Mai, what is this case? I'm Rabbi Yechman, Asuya Sum, Rabbi Yaras Meinov. That if he's blind in one eye, that he is fit to be an aid, but he's not fit to be a dayin according to our Mishnah. And a man who's not like Rav Meir goes according to Rav Meir, like we'll soon see. That's Rav Meir Shita to say that to be a dayin, you have to be fit to see. If you can't see, you can't be a dayin. And if not be faith is though, that you still be kosher. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Amar Aleph. Just do the last mission again. The last Mishnah says, Kol HaKosher Lodin, whoever's kosher to be a dayin, he has kosher lahoyin, he's kosher to say Adis also. But for Yeshra, some people should kosher lahoyu, there's certain people it's kosher to be an aid to Zaidus, but Vien kosher lahoyu is not kosher to be a dayan. So Mar says, Lasu Yamai, what's this case? There's kosher to Zaidus and there's not kosher to be a dayan. Om Rav Yechon Lasu Yasuma Biachas Meinu, if a person that's blind in one of his eyes, that he's still kosher to Zaidus, even though